Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here today and thank you for making room and space in your day to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly into your email inbox once a week. You can also join us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can check out our blog there as well. So we have been making our way through a series on Psalm 91, a psalm that looks at the protection of the Lord in our lives. So this is our fourth week, and we are only on verse 4. I love taking time and space and just slowly digesting the Word of God, chewing upon it, letting it become a part of who we are. And so as you settle in wherever you need to be today, just giving yourself permission to be fully here, fully present. And we're going to start simply by noticing the sights around you. Noticing any sounds you hear. Paying attention to any smell that you can smell in this space, all of these things bringing you into the present moment. And then I just encourage you to turn your focus to your breath. Beginning to notice the inhale and the exhale. Allowing yourself to be present with your breath, not trying to make it anything different than it is, but just simply entering into the breath. Feeling the sensation. As breath fills the body, and as it releases, noticing, where's the breath flowing into? Where is it flowing out of? Where do you feel the breath in your body? Where do you notice the expanding, the rising, the releasing and falling? And maybe if it feels good to you today, can you begin to drink in a little more? Expand that breath just a little bit. Just inviting in a little bit more. Trying not to force or to push. But just seeing if you can make a little bit more room. Allowing the breath to naturally slow and lengthen. Seeing if you can find a rhythm in your breath today. Maybe you notice the pauses between the breath. And as you continue just to be present in this space with your breath, I'm going to open us in prayer. God, I am so thankful today for your presence, for the breath of life that you've breathed into our lungs, that every inhale gives life, and every exhale releases that which we no longer need. God, I ask today for each person listening, engaging, will you meet with us? Will you reveal your heart to us, Lord? Will you give us the grace to interact with you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, with our entire being? Will you touch us in our physical bodies where it's needed, Lord, bringing hope and life and healing? Will you reveal our hearts to us and cleanse us from any and all unrighteousness, that we may know your heart, your love? Will you bless our minds to be renewed, that we could think the thoughts of heaven, of your kingdom, and of your ways? Lord, lead us into a place where our lives honor you, where they worship you, where they bring you glory, Lord. Transform us into the image of your Son by the power of your Spirit. God, today I confess that we need you. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your truth. That we've tried to do this thing called life on our own, and it doesn't work. So Jesus, we give you permission to invade this space, to have your way, to teach us and lead us and guide us in the gentle way that you do. Allowing yourself to come back to the breath, and at any point today as the mind wanders, which it does, just allowing yourself to come back and reconnect. Connect with the breath inside of you. Connect with the Spirit of God that dwells within you. My hope and prayer through this series of Psalm 91 is that you would find the safe place, a safe place with you and the Lord. So over these weeks, just allow the Lord to lead and guide you into a place of safety with him. What does that look like for you? And be open to ways that God shows you, simple techniques he may give you to lead you into that safe place, so that when times of crisis or times of stress arise, you can use some of those tools the Lord gives you to enter in to that safe place. And maybe, if God isn't that safe place for you, just allowing him to reveal to you why that is, or what he has to offer you. So taking a few nice, deep breaths here. maybe even finding an open mouth exhale, sighing out, releasing. If you are seated or lying down or have connection with the ground some way, can you notice that connection? If your feet are on the floor, can you feel the strength in that connection? If you're seated, notice your sits bones or anywhere you're making contact. This too will help us come present into the space, into our current space. Learning to be rooted and grounded in our body is parallel to learning to be rooted and grounded in God, in His truth, in the Word. So taking a moment to check in with your body. What do you sense or feel in your body? In this moment, what do you notice? Are there areas of comfort? Are there areas of discomfort? Simply noticing and then perhaps inviting the breath into those spaces. Remembering that every breath in can be an invitation to connect with the Lord. And as you take a few more inhales and exhales, do you notice any emotion today? If you're to check in with your heart, how is it that your heart would describe how it's feeling today? So we are meditating on verse 4 of Psalm 91, reading from the Passion Translation. And I'm going to slowly read through these three kind of sentences and then give you some space to just sit with it. Notice what stands out to you. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under the cover of His majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. As I read it a second time, reflecting on what it is God's drawing you into, as if this scripture were a mirror you were looking into, what is it that God wants to reflect back to you? His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. We're going to continue to sit with this scripture a little longer. Just allowing it to saturate your soul, to connect with your spirit, to reveal God's heart for you today. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. There are things in this life that are not easy. Jesus even tells us we'll go through the hard things, that in this life we will have trials in this world. But he also tells us to take heart, for he has overcome the world. Things will come against us. Why else would we need his massive arms wrapping around us, protecting us? The promise of protection comes because there are things that we need protection from. And today I feel like God is encouraging us through the hard things, when it's not easy, that he is here. And he wants to take us through. Sometimes I think when things are easy, it's because God has made a way, which may be true, but other times when they're hard, it doesn't mean that God's not in that too. Where's the area in your life today where you need to know that his massive arms are wrapped around you right now? That he is with you in it. That he is protecting you. Is there an area in your life right now where you feel like you just want to run? You want to run away. You want to hide. And Jesus is even offering you that invitation. He's saying that there is a place where you can run and hide, and it's in his majesty, the covering of his majesty. Are you running towards him or away from him in this? And just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not good. Can you see in your life, in the hard places, where his arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm? Are you inviting God's shield of faithfulness around you in this season? Are you allowing him to be your protector? Or have you decided you want to do it on your own? That you would rather be your own protector? Is there an area in your life right now that God is asking you to surrender? To let go? To release and fall back into his massive arms, wrapping around you, holding you, protecting you, drawing you so near to his heart? Are you tired from fighting on your own? Are you tired from running? He's inviting you in the midst of the hard places, to let him fight for you. What does it look like for you to come into these arms of love? Are you able to receive that today? God, I pray for each one listening this week. God, I pray that we would find this place of safety in you. That we would lay down the weapons that we try to protect ourselves with. And instead, God, we would allow you to wrap us up in your massive arms. That if we need to run, God, that we would run under your covering of majesty and hide in you. That we would experience the faithfulness of your arms around us, shielding us and keeping us from harm. The truth is, God, we need you. We need your protection. We need your love. We need your abundance surrounding us on every side. Will you give us grace this week to surrender what we need to surrender, to find that place of dependence on you? Draw us near, Lord. Especially in the hard places, let us find your presence and know you're near. Will you rewire our minds to know just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not good and that you're not in it, Lord? Show us where you are in these hard places and show us how to depend upon your spirit within us, your power and your glory, Lord. Take us through into the breakthrough that you have, God. That you would be glorified in every area of our lives. We love you. We worship you. And we give you praise today, Jesus. Amen.